Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study in Ephesians chapter 2, we finished verses 13 through 16. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope that you'll have your good King James Bible ready. That's the best translation. It's the right translation. And so we use the King James on this broadcast since we do a lot of word studies. So let me encourage you to have a good King James Bible ready. And you'll turn with us to Ephesians chapter 2. We're going verse by verse through this tremendous book of the Bible. And we want you to follow right along with us. Today, we're going to be looking at verses 17 through 22, and we've titled this, The Accomplishment of Christ Leads to Our Benefit. The accomplishment of Christ leads to our benefit. Isn't that great? And the accomplishment of Christ does lead to our benefit. Now, I also want to take this time to share with you a special offer. This is something that we do in our church, the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, but we want to make this available to our radio listeners if they want to do this. I have produced a CD that is 16 minutes long. Now, why is it 16 minutes? Well, that's just how long it took me to do it. But the presentation was originally made for a law officer, and the law officer wanted to have this plan of salvation to play on his CD player as he would take prisoners onto the jail. And they would have it to listen to. He'd be playing it while they would be in the back seat, and they would hear the plan of salvation. So it was a good idea, and that's the way it started. Now, we have since decided to use it to be an evangelistic tool for our people. And what we do is that this presentation of the plan of salvation, 16 minutes, is very meticulous, very clear, and takes a person all the way through. And the people that have listened to it so far said, well, we understand completely what they mean by salvation after they have heard this CD. Now, this is not one that we'll be playing on the radio. First of all, it's 16 minutes long. It just doesn't cut into good radio time, although it should be on the radio. So let me encourage you to write us and get this CD. As a matter of fact, we give a letter out with the CD that we will send. If you want to have this CD, we'll send a letter along with it. And the letter starts out this way. If I could talk to you about spiritual things, the things contained in this CD would be what I would want to say. The CD is only 16 minutes long. I would like for you to listen to it alone in your car, home, or somewhere else it is private. You may share it with others. It is your gift to keep. After you listen to it, I would like to know what you think of its contents. I'll be happy to try to answer any question you may have about it. These may be things you already know and have experienced, but it's just that I don't know it because we've not talked enough about it. It is very important to me that you listen to it. Thank you, and it's a place there for you to sign your name under the thank you. So, my friend, we will send that to you with the CD, the 16 minutes long, for a gift of $5. Now, that takes care of production costs. It also takes care of mailing and handling and all that goes along with it. So I want you to have that, and if you'd like to have it, just write us and ask for the Plan of Salvation CD and send a gift of $5. Our announcer will give you our address at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, and we will get that to you from there. So please, please again, write us and let us hear from you. And then you may not want a CD, you just want to write us and let us know that you've been listening to the broadcast. You just want to encourage us to keep on keeping on. We do want to hear from you. It's important that we hear, because that's how we determine what areas we're going to continue in and which areas that we need to drop and search elsewhere. So please, please write us. We want to hear from you. Now we go to our text. We read in Ephesians chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 16 through 18. There it says, "And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." Now, I want you to note, before we break down these verses, there are three things listed here in verses 16 through 18 that pertain to the Jews as well as the Gentiles. Both are reconciled to God. Secondly, both have peace with God, verse 17, and whereas verse 16 showed both reconciled to God. And then both have same access to God through the same Spirit, as we saw here in verse 18. Now, be careful of doctrines that exalt ourselves over other believers. It can only lead to pride, which is that which precedes a fall. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, there are definite areas of separation that believers should take and stands they should take. But with our stands of separation, make sure there is not self-exaltation. Now, notice, peace was preached to them who were near, that is the Jews, and to them that were afar off. And that speaks of the Gentiles. But near or far, they both need a Savior. Now, my friend, you can grow up in church all your life and be very religious and zealous, but it is the Lord whom we trust for our salvation. This reconciliation could be accomplished only through His work on the cross. We look in verse 13, and we see that His accomplishment led to our benefit, for which we praise the Lord. For there it says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." Isn't that a great promise, and isn't that a great accomplishment? We praise the Lord for it. Now notice verse 18, and see His accomplishment as it benefits all believers. He says, "For through Him," who is Him referring to? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ. "For through Him," or Christ, "we both have access by one Spirit." Spirit there is capitalized. That's referring to the Holy Spirit. "We have access by one Spirit unto the Father," God the Father. So we see here in verse 18, the Trinity is brought to bear in this verse, showing His work in both our salvation as well as our prayer life. You see, the Trinity of God is interested in all areas of our life. Now, having already mentioned the wall partition in verse 14, we see the context of the temple is in this passage. Now, the Old Testament temple had three parts. It had the outer court. And then secondly, it had the holy place. And thirdly, it had the Holy of Holies. there were sections that were petitioned off for the priest, and then for Israel, and then for the women and children, the women and the Gentiles. Now think of John 14:6. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me." Well, Jesus became the way through his shed blood. And my friend, that is the outer court. As a result, the middle wall is broken down, and we can now enter the holy place. He is the truth, the holy place. He, Jesus Christ, is the living Word. The Bible says in John 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." So we find that the Word was God and Creator, and then verse 14 of John 1 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And so we see that Jesus is the living Word, and then He says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So the Bible is the written Word. So we come to Christ through His Word, and that tears down the veil between the holy place and the Holy of Holies. After you're in the Word, you're obedient, you're more prepared to enter the Holy of Holies, which speaks of prayer. We'll say more about that in just a few moments. Now, in salvation, we are only able to go to the Father through the Son by the enabling work of the Holy Spirit. In prayer, we enter the holy place knowing that all approaches unto the Father must be holy. Worldliness is an abomination in God's holy place. When we ask in Jesus' name through the Holy Spirit, bring to our memory whatsoever He has commanded us through the Word of God, we have straight access to God that really only a high priest had in the Old Testament time. And that is why the Bible tells us that if you're saved, you are a priest of God. Now, somebody may ask me that is not religious at all and not in church at all and not been around Christianity much at all will say something like this: "Are you a priest?" Well, yes, I am, but not in the way they think. Anybody that is saved is a priest of God. Now, my friend, that is not only a blessed position, it's also a blessed responsibility. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.